We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here on Sports Grid, Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. The Masters is underway here in 2021. About half the groups are already on the course. Lots of under pars. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll also update the leaderboard for you as well. Hopefully you are able to enjoy the Masters as we will, covering it for you for the next 2 hours. Also, live baseball action we'll have starting at about 40 minutes from now. But Davis, good to be with you. I know that you must be enjoying it. I caught some of the action this morning. It is great to see these guys back at Augusta, watching Kim play, certainly. Heinrich Stenson, totally forgot about him. Didn't realize that his exemption is up after this year. I know he's had a hard time. But all the names that I used to love watching over the years, and I really wasn't into it all that much last year, but if we do fantasy or reality, Craig will watch 15 minutes of the 2021 Masters, the answer would be over, because I've already hit it.
Yeah, it's been great. I also have kind of forgotten about Henrik Stenson. We're off to a good start this morning. Hideki Matsuyama just made an eagle about 6 seconds before we came on air. So he is now up there tied for first. The course looks great. Cool to see, you know, some patrons there. It does add a little bit extra element, but they have smoked these greens. I mean, the ball is rolling. I know the Masters is supposed to play tough, and I know the greens are supposed to be fast and firm, but man, I just am imagining trying to putt around on these greens right now, and it looks miserable, man. I mean, I think that we are going to see a much lower winning score this year than we have seen in years past. I think it's going to be in that 12, 13, 14 range. I think it's going to be very hard for someone to get to minus 18 or minus 19 if the greens play this fast all 4 days.
So Matsuyama is what, 3 under par or 2?
I believe he is 3 under par. I haven't refreshed. Yeah, he is 3 under. I haven't refreshed the leaderboard in, you know, 45 seconds, but I will be giving as many updates as possible. I have the broadcast on here in the office, so I'll keep you updated.
All right, masters.com too. Can't believe they're showing it live there as well. Caught some of it today. All right, here are headlines as we start the show here on this great Thursday where golf is back and Phillies are back too. How about them? 5-1 to start the season. And have looked like arguably the best team in baseball at the start of the year. Bullpen's been good. Hitting has been great. This is kind of the team that we expected last year, and they're off to a really good start. We'll see how long it continues. The White Sox placed Tim Anderson on the injured list. He had already missed a few days, so this isn't a huge surprise. Mets and Nationals going to make up a couple of dates, 2 doubleheaders coming up, and the Masters, of course, underway. Carolina Panthers signed quarterback A.J. Boye to a contract. And let's take a look here at the leaderboard. We obviously understand that some of this has changed a little bit, but as we go, Davis with Matsuyama at the top, let's go through who else has had a good start to their day.
Yeah, Siwoo Kim has looked really good. Corey Connors is completely dialed in. He's a guy that I've played in a bunch of my DFS lives. Now he's very popular. You know, he is going to be about 17, 18, 19% owned, but he has looked really well. And then just your annual Augusta tradition, I have never had a year of following the Masters where some European guy or South African guy with an 8-syllable last name, it's always at the top of the leaderboard, right? So sometimes we have Charles Schwartzel, sometimes we have Louis Oosthuizen. This year it's Christian Bezenhuit. You know, just we always have these Euro Tour and these South African guys show up on the leaderboard on day one. And we have our guy this year, and then Jon Rahm also playing well to start the day. Dustin Johnson not playing near as well. He actually just airmailed a green. He's one over par right now. So the title defense has not started off fantastic for Dustin Johnson so far.
Yeah, I think you're right. It always feels like there is someone from South Africa involved. I know that a lot of them probably, I'm guessing, grew up watching Gary Player, who is, you know, arguably one of the greatest of all time. I think he was involved in some way starting off the first tee today. Ernie Els, of course, you know, from there as well. So you know, certainly it'll be a fun tournament to watch, no doubt. We'll keep an eye on it, and any updates to the leaderboard we'll give you as well. Davis, you buy the Philly start here, 5-1, great pitching, timely hitting, bullpen seems to be better. Is you think their win total, you think they fly over this thing, or some regression coming for them?
No, I don't believe, because the Nationals seem better than we thought in terms of hitting, right? They've gotten some, early on, they've gotten some better hitting results. But then I also think the Braves are going to go on a tear. You know, I think we'll see the Braves win 17 of 25 or something like that, you know, lose four games over the course of a month. So I don't believe. And then also the Mets have kind of had a tougher time than expected. JD Davis just broke his hand. You know, the bullpen losing games for Jacob DeGrom. I expect the Mets are going to play a little bit better. I also expect the Mets, by the way, to replace these guys who are getting injured. You know, Cohen is not coming in year one and just hanging out. I think he is going to be pretty aggressive early on in terms of adding bullpen arms and adding bench bats.
Yep, Mets and Marlins set to throw out the first pitch in about an hour from now. More day baseball to go along with the Masters. Very unlikely I'm leaving my house today. I think this would be a great day, even though it's beautiful out here in South Florida, to just stay home and catch all the action. I think that's on my schedule. What's on our schedule coming up? We bring back our NBA fantasy standouts from Wednesday night. We'll go through them all, including another monster game from Donovan Mitchell. Is Mitchell heating up now? Is it now time to start getting him back in your lineups? We will find out. Also, our fantasy standouts in Major League Baseball, including a couple of members of the Philadelphia Phillies, and a couple of really stellar starting pitching performances. One was just a huge surprise for the Texas Rangers yesterday. Talk to me about how anyone had Kyle Gibson in their DFS lineup yesterday. Plenty more to come here on the show. We'll also hear from Dylan Carlson, rookie on the St. Louis Cardinals, as we roll on here on this Thursday, Masters Day on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Happy Masters Day. That's what we got covered for you here on Sports Grid on Fantasy Sports today. Go over to FanDuel. You can still bet everything live, including the tournament. As we go along, we'll update you on who is doing what on the course. Of course, last night we had fantasy standouts in the NBA. Davis Maddock along with Craig Mish and our producer Brett Levy as we go through these here on the show today. Then we'll get back to the Masters in just a minute. All right, let's take a look at the NBA fantasy standouts, Davis, from last night. As John Wall, another monster game for him, 31 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, and 1 block. Donovan Mitchell for Utah blew up with 41, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Devin Booker for Phoenix, 35 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Karl Anthony Towns was the big winner on FanDuel last night for Minnesota, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 block. And Davis Grayson Allen, for the first time all year, makes an appearance on our NBA fantasy standouts today.
Yeah. So the really interesting name here, I guess, is just Donovan Mitchell, because I mean, let's just call it what it is. People don't think Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. People have been trying to short the Utah Jazz all season long. No one believes it. Everyone still thinks the Lakers are coming out of the Western Conference. You're still getting shorter odds for the Lakers and for the Clippers. The market even believes more in the Phoenix Suns than they do in the Utah Jazz. And, you know, I've been pretty consistent as long as you and I have been on this show. Like, I believe it. I think Donovan Mitchell is this good. I think Mike Conley is this good. I've always believed that Rudy Gobert is the best defensive player in the NBA. Bojan Bogdanovic adds an element that their past teams didn't have. If people remember, he was not in the bubble with them last year. Royce O'Neal was playing all of those minutes, and Georges Niang was playing all of those wing minutes. So I think they're really good, and I think that the Utah Jazz winning the NBA championship is firmly in the range of outcomes, and no one believes it. No one believes the Utah Jazz can win the NBA championship.
Well, you do. That's the important thing. Let's move over to the MLB fantasy standouts from last night. Chris Owings, 3 more hits, 2 RBIs, and 1 run, as he has just resurrected his career in Coors, as some players have done. Christian Vasquez is having a nice start to his season behind the plate. 2 hits, a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 runs. And then we get to the Phillies. Hoskins, Baum, Real Muto all went crazy yesterday. Home run from Baum, 3 RBIs, a run, and also a steal. And then JT Real Muto with the opposite field shot, home run, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs. But the pitching performances, one was really surprising in Kyle Gibson, Davis, yesterday. 6 innings pitched, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk, no earned runs, and a win. Did not see that coming. And then Jack Flaherty had 6 innings pitched, 1 hit, no earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and a win here in South Florida. But Gibson was just a huge winner on DFS yesterday. I mean, Davis, if you put this guy in your lineup, I cannot imagine he was heavily owned.
No, he was not popular at all. In fact, people were using Toronto Blue Jay bats against him. I was one of those, you know, just being a big, you know, I'm just committed to the Blue Jays cause this season. Here's a stat for you. CJ Cron, Charlie Blackmon, Trevor Story. 1 home run this season. All games played at Coors, they've all been at home, so you know, no traveling, no excuses there. One home run between those three guys. They're batting below 250 collectively. So, you know, Ryan McMahon and Chris Owings are taking all the hits and the home runs away from those guys, apparently.
Also, a late-inning grand slam yesterday for rookie Dylan Carlson of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's hit a home run to start. That was his second one, but he's been relatively quiet and was quiet all the way up until he hit a huge grand slam in Miami yesterday and talked about that process of getting to the point.
A lot of guys come up to me throughout the game, just, you know, pat me on the back, tell me to keep my head up. There's still some game left. You know, Yachty the other day came up to me. Goldie the other day slowed me down before I went out to take defense. Just, you know, told me focus one pitch at a time and, you know, just go out there and compete. You know, he told me I'd, you know, been doing this a long time, know what I'm doing, and, you know, just go play the game at this point. So, yeah, it's really cool when you have guys like that behind you and just, you know, pushing you and, you know, pulling for you.
Did anyone say something?
Carlson yesterday clearly had a great opportunity there, Davis. The Marlins brought in a Rule 5 pitcher, walked three guys, and then Carlson hit the grand slam. But look, I think that any time a player does this and you have him in fantasy, it doesn't matter the situation. It's something to build on for sure. And Carlson last year, if you remember, came up to so much fanfare. Everyone thought this guy was going to hit immediately, and he did not. And so I think that this is just a huge sign for him. We'll see if he can build on it when the Cardinals return home today.
Yeah, well, I really hope he does. He is a guy who I have invested in fantasy and in cards. I mean, you know, a toolsy, switch-hitting outfielder, a good lineup. Right now they're batting him lower down in the order. You know, he's been sixth or seventh or so. But I think, you know, over the course of the season, what is going to end up happening is he and Matt Carpenter are going to end up switching. So Carpenter is going to go way down, and Carlson, I actually think it might behoove them to put Carlson 4 and DeJong 5 just to create some spacing there in between. You create the spacing between Goldschmidt, Arenado, you force so that you can't bring in a right-handed starting pitcher, right? Because if it comes, you know, 7th, 8th inning, you bring in a right-handed starting pitcher to face Goldschmidt, Arenado, DeJong, and you don't have to mess with that. But you know, Carlson gives them that platoon advantage. But I think that I think there should be big things coming from him. You know, and this is just a great lesson for all of us to learn. Baseball is very hard. Prospects are going to struggle. I mean, you know, not everyone is Bryce Harper. Not everyone is Mike Trout. Not everyone can hit in major leagues when they're 21 years old. I mean, Alex Gordon, right? Alex Gordon was a terrible everyday player for a long time, and is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, gold glover, great hitter at multiple positions, great defender at multiple positions. I mean, there's a lot to learn from the Alex Gordon parable, I think.
Alex Gordon is a, what did you say, Hall of Famer?
Yeah, 15 years. What I mean, well, maybe not. Let me go look at his baseball ref probabilities.
Everything you said up until that point was gold. But yeah, no, Alex Gordon is not a Hall of Famer. Good career, though.
I don't know. He might get, well, so I'm used to thinking of things in the terms of the Basketball Hall of Fame, and the Basketball Hall of Fame is the Hall of Very Good. They pretty much, if you were good in the NBA, you pretty much get in.
Yeah. Gordon won a World Series and is one, and will have his number retired by the Royals, but I don't see him as a Hall of Famer. Did he end up with 2,000 hits? I mean, I know he didn't get 3,000, but did he end up with 2,000 hits over his career?
He did not. No, he didn't. Yeah, he's not making the Hall of Fame. That was my Royals bias showing through.
Yeah, a little bit there. That and Greg Holland. That's not working out either, by the way. One other thing, you know, the other name that you mentioned there that is interesting, and I know you mentioned him in the lineup, but I gotta tell you, just from seeing last year and this year too, shocking for me to see the drop off from Matt Carpenter. Remember how good he was a couple of years ago?
He was so good.
And he was going to win the MVP and all that. And he made some hard contact over the last few days, but he, not only is he not an everyday player, I don't know that he's going to be on the team all year, Davis. I'm shocked to that. That's just a massive drop off from a player. And I guess bad back will do that to you. I know he's had to sit out some time with that, but that's stunning. It was stunning to me. I think he went 0 for 20 in the spring. I don't think he has a hit this year either.
Well, he's been brutal. Now the Cardinals, they are one of the worst teams in baseball about this. They never give up on their guys. I mean, they're right. going to throw Wainwright out there until he's 47 years old and he retires. They'll keep Yachty on the team until he retires. I think they should move Carpenter down the order, but that is one of their organizational faults, is they never give up on guys once they are past their prime.
Yeah, no, he's not playing every day anymore. So, he'll play against some righties, but not much against lefties. It's just stunning to me. I mean, very rarely you would go a guy 2 years ago MVP to now, as you said, the Cardinals are playing him on ceremony, not on talent. That's for sure. All right, talent is on the board today at pitching, no doubt. A couple of studs on the mound.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
We will get to that next when we tell you who you should be playing in today's baseball DFS lineups. We also have major league lineups around the league in about 5 games. Updates on the Masters as well here on this Thursday on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. We got games starting in about 15 minutes, and we need to get you over on FanDuel to set your lineups today. By the way, DailyRoto.com has it all optimized for you if you want to go over there and subscribe to Davis's work. Help you make money on FanDuel playing DFS today. Let's run through some pitching options, Davis. Why not? Let's take a look here. Jose Berríos for the Minnesota Twins is 9,600. Corbin Burns is my big circle name here today, 9,400. Jake Arrieta of the Chicago Cubs, surprisingly, with a really good first start for Jake at 8,500. And then future Hall of Famer, no, I'm just kidding, Taijuan Walker, 7,700 for the New York Mets in the first game of the season. Davis, as the Marlins haven't hit at all. So I really like every option here that you've laid out, especially Corbin Burns. This may be the one player that I am going to ride until he gets his salary to $10,500 or $11,000. He pitched so well last time out, almost threw a no-hitter, and to me, one of the more underrated pitchers in the game.
Well, I have good news for you. If you want to use Corbin Burns on FanDuel today, you're going to get a big ownership discount on him because the weather here in St. Louis, looking out my window, it's pretty grimy out there. I would say probably about a 40-60 chance of them getting in 9 innings today. So what's going to happen on FanDuel today? everybody and their dog is playing Jose Berríos. Berríos is going to be 50% owned or more on FanDuel contest today. I mean, he's the clear best option of the slate. We have weather concerns for Lance Lynn as well. Arrieta is, I think, a super interesting pivot option because, Craig, as you mentioned, he did have that great first game. Who is it against? The Pittsburgh Pirates. They're terrible. They are the worst offense in baseball, and I think a lot of starting pitchers are going to have great games against them. And then Taijuan Walker against the Miami Marlins. The Marlins, they just can't hit right now, and they are definitely worse against right-handed starting pitching than left-handed starting pitching. They have only two lefties in their lineup today. Not great, so I like that as a cheaper option.
All right, let's move over to catcher and first base. CJ Cron, as Davis mentioned, off to a rough start. I'll need him in my leagues, that's for sure. 3,900 today. Christian Walker's batting third in the Diamondbacks lineup. That's how bad things have gotten. 3,400 for them. Carlos Santana today is priced at 3,100. And also Josh Wendt is batting fifth today in that Rockies lineup. So he is back in there. And anytime you get someone at Coors, always a good opportunity, by the way. Mr. Three Home Runs, Ryan McMahon, in the lineup today, batting fifth for the Rockies. Let's go through first base, Davis.
Yeah, so we have here Cron, Walker, and Fuentes, who I think are all going to be fairly popular options. Carlos Santana, just a cheaper option on FanDuel. Not like the best matchup in the world against Lance Lynn, but should project to be, you know, sub 5% owned-ish. And, you know, I think I look at other options in this slate, you know, I'm not really that enamored with anyone. I guess the one guy here who I did not list who is interesting is Pete Alonso, but I just don't know anything about this Neidert guy who is pitching for the Miami Marlins. You might be able to update me a little bit more on that, but Alonso at, you know, sub 10% ownership is always good.
Yeah, Neidert's going to throw 91, 92, maybe some 93. Pitched really well in the spring. Did not look great last year, you know, when he came up for Miami. And I think will be a heavy bullpen day if he's in trouble. I think they have some guys prepared behind him just in case that ends up happening. Look, it's an emotional day. Also, Marlins coming off midnight, 1 a.m. getting into New York. So who knows how that will work out. All right, second base, Ketel Marte is going to be out for a while. So let's just scratch him off our list today. He's not playing. 4,500. Also a pretty good lesson after one day of the baseball season to do a victory lap around a player you drafted. In all likelihood, you'll lose that player within 7 days. May not want to do that. Tommy Edman, 3,000 for the St. Louis Cardinals. Kike Hernandez, 2,800 for the Red Sox. He's off to a good start. And also Jorge Polanco at 2,500. So Edman, the top guy for you today?
Yeah, Edman has been very solid this year and just is such Edman is just so good for what the Cardinals need. I know it's against your guy, Corbin Burns, but a switch hitter who leads off at the price of an average roster spot, I mean, that's just pretty much always going to be a good deal. But Kike Hernandez, great matchup today. I know Harvey looked good in his first start, but let's just say I'm not buying it. Let's just say conservatively, I am not buying it. And I actually think the Boston Red Sox are probably my favorite stack today. So much of the ownership obviously is going to head towards that Coors game with Arizona and Colorado, especially because we're getting some cheaper options in that Arizona lineup today due to the Ketel Marte injury. So I really, really like the Red Sox. And then Jorge Polanco leading off against Marco Gonzalez, just a good, cheap guy to kind of fill through our lineups here today.
All right, over at third base, we'll go to Ryan McMahon back in the lineup today for the Rockies. Eduardo Escobar is priced at 3,100. Devers low priced at 2,700. And then a Pittsburgh Pirate makes the list here. 2,400 for Philip Evans. He's batting fifth today. And he pitched in yesterday's game for the Pirates. So I don't think you get points for that on FanDuel, but he did throw an inning.
There you go. Yeah, don't get points for that. Just tossing Evans in there as a guy with a good lineup spot. We do need a couple cheap guys to fill our lineups in so we can get in all these expensive Coors bats. McMahon, the class here, batting fifth now. I do expect, however, Devers to be the most popular selection at third base today. You know, getting that platoon lineup, great lineup spot. A lot of people just like Devers in general against Matt Harvey. I think he will be the most owned third baseman on FanDuel today, which to me makes Ryan McMahon probably the most attractive Coors bat because I don't think the ownership will get too insane on him.
All right, over at shortstop, we have Trevor Story, overdue for sure, at 4,100. Bogarts is out today, and Marwin Gonzalez is playing short. Jazz Chisholm of the Marlins at 2,700. And then Kevin Newman, who seems to be pretty sneaky, leading off every day for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Davis.
Yeah, Newman, very similar example to what we just talked about with Evans. I mean, the Pirates are just always going to be cheap, but Newman is, you know, a pretty good skill set guy up at the top of that order. Arrieta, I think, will do fine today, but it's not like this guy, this isn't Clayton Kershaw. You know, this isn't Trevor Bauer that we're worried about with Jake Arrieta. However, Story is super appealing. Xander, not in the lineup today. A little bit of a bummer there, but Jazz Chisholm, I just continue to use him on FanDuel as like a stack filler. So obviously, you know, I'm not stacking the Marlins against the Mets. I like the Rockies today. I like the Diamondbacks. I like the Red Sox. But just throwing Jazz in there as a cheap guy, I know he's going to steal a little bit. I know he theoretically has some power. So I am I'm pretty interested in using him as a stack filler.
Okay, and then finally, at outfield, Nelson Cruz, you can't go wrong with him. The guy has at least one home run every day, 4,200. Whit Merrifield is 4,100. David Peralta's got a good lineup spot at 3,400. Cedric Mullins has been great for Baltimore. That's been a surprise. And then Arizona's down to Pavin Smith playing today at 2,900. Once upon a time, Pavin Smith was thought to be one of their top prospects in their organization. I guess there's still time left for that, but he's in there today, Davis, at 2,900.
Yeah, so Pavin Smith, I think, is today's candidate to be the most over-owned player relative to his projection. He's batting fifth today in Coors against John Gray. But there are just so many great outfield selections, right? Cedric Mullins, one of them. We're going to have some good outfield selections for the Boston Red Sox. We have a couple good selections for Minnesota, right? Minnesota in this matchup against Marco Gonzalez. So I like Pavin Smith, probably if I was playing cash games, you know, head-to-heads, 50-50s, but I would look to probably avoid him in large field tournaments. And I know we're going to talk about Cedric Mullins a little bit later in the show. Excited to use him today. And then Nelson Cruz, I think he is probably the most interesting play of this slate because I don't think he will be used as a one-off in stacks very much. I think that he's most likely to be included in Minnesota Twin stacks. So something I think you could look at doing is using cheap Arizona Diamondbacks, Taijuan Walker as your pitcher, and then Nelson Cruz as your big spend either at outfield or at util. I really like that strategy for this all-day slate.
Yeah, it's, you know, when lineups are fascinating to me, I love to bring them to you in terms of DFS. I know that using a catcher is not always advised because there's better options at first base. But Davis, Wilson Contreras is leading off today for the Chicago Cubs against a left-handed pitcher in Pittsburgh. And I got to tell you, that has me interested, at the very least, on his salary.
Oh, yeah, I love him. And just sitting here going through our stuff on dailyroto.com, that switch from his normal batting order spot of, you know, 5, 6, 7, wherever, kind of depending on how they do it, he is now our highest projected catcher of the day because of that switch. And, you know, obviously the, you know, the platoon advantage is a big part of our projection as well, but, you know, he just is going to get an extra plate appearance basically in projection moving from that spot down in the order up to the top. So anytime you can find a catcher with an unexpected good lineup spot, like even a guy who goes from 9 to 6 or a guy who goes from 8 to 5, those are going to be a huge upgrade in how they project.
Yeah, leading off is just not something I expected to hear with Contreras, but he's been one of their best hitters, at least at the start of the season. We're going to have a preview of the Cubs and Pirates from a wagering perspective coming up next, as the Pirates' home opener is today, also a home opener for the Baltimore Orioles. We know what happened the last time the Red Sox faced off with the Orioles just a few days ago. It did not go well. We'll have a preview of that game coming up as well. Also, latest at the Masters, and we'll give you an updated leaderboard, in addition to discussing a little bit about the upcoming 2021 NFL draft. Props are now up, and we're less than a month away. And so this is after the Masters, is prime time for Davis and the NFL draft. So we'll make sure we cover that for you as well. First pitch set to go off Marlins and Mets also here in 30 minutes. So we've got a lot to cover here on the show and a little time to do it. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more fantasy discussion right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid, also at Sports Grid Radio, and our YouTube page as well. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A lot of day baseball on this Thursday to get to, including games starting in about 30 minutes from now. So we'll have live action. It's like another edition of in-game live baseball from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. Updates for you guys throughout the show, as well as a Masters update coming up in just a few minutes. So stay with us here. But let's dive in a little bit to some of today's matchups in terms of wagering on the FanDuel Sportsbook. And Davis, will start with the unfortunate Pittsburgh Pirates, who after opening day have had nothing to smile about. They lost their best player, and I don't think that they've won since. Taking on the Chicago Cubs at home, and the Cubs are not a huge favorite today, which tells you anything could happen. Minus 136, you can get a little bit of juice on the money line here, betting $100 to win 116. Jake Arrieta going against Tyler Anderson. I know who Anderson is, and he's not going more than five innings, and he's hoping to give up three earned runs, and the Pirates basically are going to have to score more than that, clearly, to win this game today. You know, Arrieta is an interesting case here, Davis, because if you go back and look at history, I feel like Arrieta has no issue getting off to these good starts. But then as time has gone by, as he's gotten older back in Philadelphia, you wonder if he can maintain that over the course of the season. The answer has been he has not. He's gotten hurt. He's broken down. He's just not throwing as hard anymore. But there seems to be a little bit of revitalization, and he is going against arguably the worst team in baseball. But when I look at this line, I have a little danger here, because it tells me if Arrieta is so good, why are they only minus 130 today? So that's kind of the fear that I have going into this one.
Yeah, I thought this would be deeper. Like when I saw on our outline that we were doing this game, you know, I thought they'd probably be Chicago minus 155, you know, Pittsburgh plus 140, something like that. So I actually like the Cubs here because basically of what you said, Jake Arrieta, when he's healthy, should mostly be fine. It's going to be, you know, kind of a cold, damp day up there in Chicago, up there in Wrigley. The wind is blowing in for that game. So I think Arrieta should be able to go, you know, 5-6 clean innings against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Talked about him in our DFS segment a little bit earlier there. And you know, I just think this Pittsburgh Pirates lineup without Ke'Bryan Hayes in it, I mean, where do you find the power? Where do you find the guys who can break the game wide open? You know, Brian Reynolds is their three hitter. I just think that one through eight, the Cubs hitters are pretty much better universally. I mean, is there one guy in the Pirates lineup who would for sure make the Cubs lineup? Like, I don't think so. I think that if the Pirates roster was if the Pirates roster was available, they would not use any. They would not start for the Cubs.
Yeah, I can't fight the other way on that. It would be taking the Pirates today for me or doing nothing. I just simply can't trust what I saw first time out from Arrieta. You know, look, I mean, the Cubs tend to have power left-handed. Peterson has been hot. Rizzo, Hayward, maybe Anderson neutralizes that a little bit. I don't love it, but Pirates are at home. They did win the first game of the season. I'm not in love with this game, but if I did, it would be taking plus money. It's just the line is telling me to take the Pirates. I feel like the Cubs should be bigger favorites, and because of that, that's the way that I usually go with it. I'll go the other way. Okay, Red Sox and Orioles today. Matt Harvey's return is back again today. He is getting a nice plus 134 here. So if you bet 100, you win 134. You got to lay big money on Boston. Eduardo Rodriguez, good for him that he didn't have to spend a ton of time in the injured list, only 1 week. And there is potential for Eduardo Rodriguez to be their best pitcher. But once again, I look at this and say, Davis, Baltimore's at home. All they really need to do, they got these huge hitters in with the Orioles. You know that. Like, any of these dudes could hit two home runs in a game for them. And this park tends to play like that. So if anything, for me, I'm going back to the dog here. And I'm going to go back to Baltimore in like a 7-6 type game. But Rodriguez has a chance to be their best pitcher. Is he going more than 5 innings in his first start? And the Red Sox bullpen isn't exactly great. So a little bit on plus 134 for me.
Yeah, I would probably bet the Orioles here because this is two confounding things. One, betting on Matt Harvey, and then two, betting on the Boston Red Sox offense. Basically, two things coming into the season. I was like, I don't want to do either one of those things. I don't want to be betting on the Red Sox offense to carry them in any games, especially, by the way, Red Sox offense without Xander Bogaerts. I mean, their top four is pretty solid, but Christian Arroyo, Franchy Cordero. I mean, you know, Franchy, whatever. We always think that he has upside in him that he has not really shown at the major league level. But the Orioles lineup is a little bit better than people think. Like, you know, Mountcastle, Franco, Severino. I mean, these guys in the middle of the order, they can hit. I would side with you, small lean here on the Orioles, but don't feel that this is a big jam or anything like that.
Maybe the over today could be a better bet. Both teams giving up some runs. All right, and finally, we go back to Coors Field, Arizona, Colorado. I'm just going to say it from the beginning. I got no feel for this whatsoever, none. Arizona's plus 110. Their lineup is not good. Rockies are not a good team either. They're minus 130. John Gray, we're just waiting for John Gray. Like, you know, at some point during the season, Davis, John Gray is going to make 3 starts in a row of 7-inning, 1-run ball and strikeout 10. Like, that's going to happen. But I don't know when it is. And by the way, Arizona's lineup is pretty conducive to getting that started if he was going to do that today. And then Merrill Kelly's a ground ball guy. So maybe they have that going for them, Davis. He does not throw hard. But I haven't liked what I've seen from any team. So that tells me maybe just throw a little bit on the dog. But then again, Soria is out for Arizona. Davinsky has left the team. So their bullpen's a little bit of a wreck too. I'm just going to pass on this one. I don't have a good feel.
No, I do have a good feel. I actually think this is a great spot to bet on the Rockies because John Gray, when he is on, he is their best pitcher. John Gray's A games are better even than Herman Marquez's A games. And this is the bottom half of the lineup for the Diamondbacks. Pavin Smith, Eduardo Escobar, Stephen Vogt, Geraldo Perdomo. I mean, that is as triple A of a lineup as you were going to find this early in the season. And really, Tim LaCastro and Josh Van Meter are not guys that the Diamondbacks were anticipating starting this early, right? This was supposed to be Kettle Marte. This was supposed to be Dalton Varsho. This was supposed to be Cole Calhoun. I mean, they are already down. Really, I mean, they're down two of their best 4 hitters. They have David Peralta and Christian Walker still left in the lineup. So I actually do feel pretty strongly that this is a good spot to bet Colorado.
All right, so take the Rockies on the money line there. You make a compelling case. Look, Arizona's just hasn't looked good at the start of the season. They've already removed Caleb Smith from their rotation, and that's with Madison Bumgarner not pitching well. Zach Allen has been hurt. Man, Arizona, how did Arizona get to this spot? Now, Ketel Marte out. I kind of leaned on their over at the beginning of the season, thinking they were a little bit better than most people thought. And that looks like a horrible decision on that because they look terrible at the start of the season for sure. All right, Davis, let's go back to the Masters here for a minute before we close out here. I know it's kind of hard because you're doing the show with me and watching at the same time. I get it. I'm seeing Kim at the top of the leaderboard here at 3-under in a 3-way tie. Am I accurate with that?
Yeah, it's Kim, Hideki, and the aforementioned South African, Christian Bezenwiet. And then Webb Simpson is sitting there, -2. He is in solo 4th place. Henrik Stenson, -1. My good friend, my guy, Rory McIlroy, sitting here right behind my shoulder. Not starting off super great for him. He is 3 over par right now. Looks like the first group now is getting to the birdie holes, 13 and 15, but it's always a little bit more complex than it appears because you can go for that eagle opportunity, but if you hit that water on 13, it's going to be a tough time. And the greens are not getting any easier as that sun is coming up. They are baking out even more, and no one is able right now, other than Matsuyama Kim, to stick those balls in there for the birdie opportunities.
Let me ask you how you played it this week over at Daily Roto, because I don't think that I ever, other than the interviews that you did, really finalized that. So when I'm watching this weekend, I'm rooting for you. So what am I rooting for this weekend?
So you're rooting for Bryson DeChambeau. You're rooting for Rory. Those are the two expensive guys I went really heavy on. Then you're rooting for Zant. Bryson has not teed off yet. He is, I think he tees off about 1 o'clock your time. And then we're rooting for Xander Shiffley, Patrick Cantlay, and then one of the guys who I took a big stand on as a value guy, already having a tough time, Joaquin Niemann, the South American. He is, I think, 3 over par right now. Not particularly great. We want Corey Connors to do well. We'd like Dylan Fratelli, another South African, to make the cut. But mostly, we would like Bryson or Xander or Cantlay or Rory to win the event. That would be the best.
And how do you pronounce the guy from South Africa? Because he just birdied 9, so now it is a 4-way tie in the leaderboard. Is it someone I'm going to have to watch this weekend?
You might have to, because he is a pretty decent player. I'm giving it my best effort. These names are often best said with that clippy South African accent, you know. But I've always gone with Bezenwheat. Now I do not know if that is even close to correct, but that is my best guess given that South African pronunciation.
Yeah, the thing with the Masters, as you mentioned in particular. And yes, I do understand what you're saying about a player from South Africa, but there always seems to be some massive underdog. What is it? Is it called? Is the U.S. Open moving day or is Augusta moving day? I forget. But after Friday, there always seems to be some massive dog going into the weekend, and then inevitably, what would you say? 8 times out of 10, they just fall apart under the pressure. It feels like that. But maybe he is the guy. I don't know. But I think that when we're talking about this tomorrow and then looking at it on Saturday morning, there'll be somebody in contention that's just like a 50 to 1, 100 to 1, Bezen height. What was he? Was he even on the board of FanDuel? I have no idea.
Yeah, he was about 100 to 1. But I mean, yeah, what you are saying is 100% accurate. There's always some long shot. There's always some guy deep in the cut who does well. I remember actually Bryson, when he was an amateur, was tied for first at the end of Friday. Bernie Langer, the German senior tour player who always shows up, I think 3 years ago, he was tied for first at the end of Friday. I mean, just it every year this happens. And then every single year, what happens is they on Saturday, the pin placements are at the most difficult location.
Right.
The pressure ramps up on a lot of these guys. You know, you go to bed on Friday knowing you made the cut, knowing you're, you know, first place, second place, third place at Augusta, and DJ, Tiger, Brooks, Rory, Justin Thomas, you know, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, it just pretty much always rises to the top. I mean, very, very rarely at major championships do you see guys deeper down the odd sheets win. It just almost never happens.
Yeah, and as of right now, Zalatoris also through 14 just birdied. So we have 4 players on the course right now who are 3 under par. Constant updates for you guys here on Sports Grid with the Masters today, no doubt. Tonight here in South Florida, it's the one that everyone is waiting for, but without the players that they thought would be playing, because the Miami Heat is going to get their shot at a revenge game tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Heat's going to have everybody on the court, but the Lakers are not. Miami, a pretty significant favorite, taking on the Lakers. Davis is going to have his pick in that game, and also the total. We'll take a look at that as well. And then Chris has the update coming up in hour number 2, and we'll go through some buy or sell in fantasy reality, Sports Grid 60. Don't forget, on tomorrow's show, Jim Sanish will weigh in on the big NASCAR race. We have it all covered here in fantasy sports today. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today we'll have our leaderboard at the Masters coming up in less than 5 minutes, so stay with us. Davis will break it down, tell you what he thinks as we move toward the middle of the day, day one at Augusta. Let's take a look at tonight's game in South Florida. I guess, Davis, this would be a game normally where it would be a complete sellout. Tickets would be going for a lot. Everyone would want to see the Lakers. Everyone would want to see LeBron, Anthony Davis, and company. Of course, there are limited tickets in South Florida, but even beyond that, is it worth even watching the game? The Heat are 8-point favorites tonight against LA. The total is 204. Looks like a gimme game on FanDuel. I mean, how often are the Heat 8-point favorites, honestly, over anyone? But here we are going into Thursday night.
Yeah, this does look like a gimme game, because not only are the Lakers now without LeBron James, without Anthony Davis, they also have Montrezl Harrell and Talen Horton-Tucker suspended as a result of the altercation versus the Raptors the other night. So, you know, we're going to get like 39 minutes of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. We're going to have Dennis Schroeder getting up like 31 shots probably in this game versus a Heat team that has Butler. They have Goran Dragic. They have Tyler Herro. I mean, everyone, it's going to be ugly, and you wish it wouldn't, but it's going to be ugly.
All right. So you're laying the 8, correct?
Laying the 8. Yes, sir.
A lot of chalk there today. Okay. Heat minus 8 tonight, total 204. We'll break it down for you on tomorrow's show. All right, Masters is underway. It looks like we have 4 players right now near the top of the leaderboard, with a couple getting ready to wrap up. Mostly everybody is now officially on the course at Augusta or getting close to it. So we'll have that update with Chris. Then we'll look at the leaderboard. And also, we'll start breaking down the baseball action today, because we have games about to start, including at Citi Field, where it is opening day and the first home game for Francisco Lindor. You're watching Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. And we will be back in just 2 minutes for our second hour of our show. So stay with us. Stay on the grid.